说到最近
，recently，
我比较钦佩的人
，the people I admire，
非耿同学莫属
，not belonging to Mr. Chang，
就是那个学术打假的耿宏伟
，that's the academic fraud gone wild，
把杰青和副院长拉下马的肄业博士生。
The graduate student who brought Jai King and the dean down.
真正的孤勇者，智勇双全。
A true mercenary is both intelligent and brave.
用非常巧妙的技术方式来做学术打假，效率高。
Using very clever techniques, academic fraud can be detected efficiently.
作用大。
Significant effect.
真正钦佩。类似于耿同学这种情况
，I truly admire people like Mr. Chan。
读博期间未能完成毕业，跟导师撕扯，反过来投诉导师学术造假的。
During my doctoral studies, I failed to graduate due to a conflict with my advisor, which led to a complaint against the advisor for academic fraud。
我记得也发生过好几起。
I remember that there have been several cases like this.
好像华东的。
It seems that the agricultural products from the East China region.
大。
Bing.
天津大学。
Tianjin University.
北邮。
North Post.
河海大学都发生过。
The University of Nanyang has also happened.
有些闹出了。
Some problems have occurred.
结果有些就不了了之。
The results were disastrous.
总之动静都不大。
In short, there's not much going on.
耿同学没有这样做。
Jane didn't do that.
耿同学没有说过自己的导师坏话。
Mr. Jane never spoke ill of his mentor.
最多只是提到两人学术理念不同。
At most, only two academic concepts are mentioned.
他就退学了。
He dropped out of school.
他进行学术打假的对象。
He is a scholar who is engaged in academic fraud.
跟他本人没有利害关系。
There is no direct benefit for him.
不是私人恩怨。
Not a personal vendetta.
这是他的不同。
This is his difference.
保持纯粹性。
Maintain purity.
也更容易让人信服。
It is also easier to convince people.
安徒生童话，皇帝的新装。
The newborn prince's new clothes.
那个小孩说出了真相。
The child spoke the truth.
皇帝他什么衣服都没有穿。
The emperor didn't wear any clothes.
戳破了谎言。
Exposed the lie.
耿同学的角色。
The role of Mr. Jing.
就像是那个童言无忌。
Like a naive child,
说出真相的孩子
tell the truth.
说到学术打假
speaking of academic fraud,
有一个人物不得不提
there is a person who must be mentioned.
就是方舟子
it's Fang Zhuo.
方舟子2000年
Ark of the Covenant, 2000 years.
在其创办的新语词网站上
On its newly launched website,
专门设计了学术打假板块。
A dedicated academic debunking section has been established.
例子
For this,
存照推动和受理了近千起案例。
It has supported and handled nearly 1,000 cases.
在知识分子和媒体圈的历史印记深远。
With a profound impact on the intellectual and media circles,
具有学术打假的启蒙意义。
It has the significance of enlightening academic fraud.
在这里就不具体说方舟子的打假成就了。
I won't go into detail about how Fang Zhizhong achieved his anti-fraud achievements here.
有兴趣的朋友可以网上查查。
Friends who are interested can check it online.
从2000年至今26年。
From 2000 to the present 26 years.
我个人把方舟子打假。
I personally debunked Fang Zhizhong.
经历划分为三个阶段来解读。
The experience can be interpreted through three stages.
第一阶段。
First stage.
2000年至2010年。
From 2000 to 2010.
这10年。
These 10 years.
方舟子积累的声誉达到了顶峰。
Fang Zhuozi's reputation reached its peak.
方舟子本人学术功底深厚。
Fang Zhuo is a scholar with a solid academic background.
他是通过文献考据。
He is through literature research.
引文对比。
Quote comparison.
逻辑思辨。
Logical thinking.
访谈取证等等相对传统的方式来打学术造假。
Interviews, evidence gathering, and other traditional methods for combating academic fraud.
严谨。
Rigorous.
缜密。
Precise.
效果显著。
Significant effect.
绝对可称为学术打假。
It can definitely be used for academic defamation.
第一人。
First person.
2010年到2020年
From 2010 to 2020
这第二个十年
This second era
方舟子的打假
The debunking of Fang Zhizhou
你从早期的学术打假延伸到揭穿社会名人
From early academic debunking it has extended to exposing social celebrities
对媒体
For the media
对创业者的挑战
Challenges for entrepreneurs
谩骂等等
Insults and other things
其声誉每况愈下
Its reputation is getting worse and worse
到2020年时
By 2020
几乎可以说是身败名裂
It's practically a career suicide
2020年至今
Since 2020,
这一段是身落示威。
This is a passage about someone in a powerful position.
苟延残喘。
To survive and prolong life.
虽然偶然也发出点声音。
Although there are occasional noises.
比如。
For example.
2024年6月。
June 2024.
阿里巴巴全球数学奖。
In the Alibaba Global Mathematics Award,
中专学生江平获得第12名时，方舟子公开发文质疑。
Jiang Ping, a student, achieved the 12th place when Fang Zizi publicly published an article questioning it.
但引来的却是群嘲。
But what came was a crowd of people.
没有太多人力挺或者关注。
There is not much attention to those who have been supported.
真是令人唏嘘。
That's really heartbreaking.
分析造成方舟子沉浮跌宕的原因是十分必要的。
It is necessary to analyze the reasons for the recent fluctuations in the 3 weeks of index.
这对耿同学的未来之路有所启示。
This provides some inspiration for Ping's future path.
我真心希望耿同学未来之路顺顺利利。
I sincerely hope that Mr. Jiang will have a smooth and successful future.
坦坦荡荡。
Honest and straightforward.
造成方舟子当今的局面有内外两方面原因。
The current situation of Fang Zizi is due to both internal and external factors.
先说他自己的原因。
Let's start with his own reasons.
第一个是方舟子树敌态度、言辞。
The first one is Fang Zizhang's criticism of the Tree of Life.
过于轻率、口无遮拦、过度消费话语权。
Being too casual and speaking without restraint.Leads to excessive consumption and the loss of the right to speak.
方舟子早期学术打假。
Fang Zhuozi's early academic debunking.
意见清晰。
Clear opinion.
发文谨慎。
Be cautious when writing.
2010年后，过度扩大打假范围。
After 2000, the scope of cracking down on corruption was excessively expanded.
先后对社会名人唐骏、李毅等进行揭露。
After exposing prominent figures such as Tang Junli and Dr. Lai, false alarm, health, fake air, fake environmental protection, etc.
又与韩寒
began with Han Han,
贾方舟
Jir Fengshu,
崔永然
Hui Yongren,
屠呦呦等进行毫无意义的骂战
Tu Yao Yu and others engaged in meaningless arguments.
与自己的早期盟友也散落，在疫情期间
I also lost contact with some of my early allies during the pandemic.
又讽刺钟南山
mocking Xu Wencheng.
有一次钟老下医院没戴口罩
Once, I went to the hospital without wearing a mask.
媒体上呢就发出照片
In the media, photos were released.
方舟子呢就发文说钟老在暗示这个是没有传染性的
Fang Zhuozi then posted an article saying that the elderly in China were implying that this was not contagious.
方舟子还恶意评价华为的鸿蒙系统等等。
Fang Zhuozi maliciously criticized Huawei's Harmony OS and other systems.
此外呢，方舟子骂媒体。
In addition, Fang Zhuo criticized the media.
骂粉丝不计其数。
He has repeatedly insulted his fans.
当然，我这里说的骂
，Of course, what I mean by scold,
不是说脏话
，Not swearing,
是他尖酸刻薄，扣大帽子。
He was sarcastic and made cutting remarks.
比如当年南都的一个记者评价了他几句，说的不中听。
For example, a reporter from Southern Weekend once commented on a few of his statements as being off-topic.
他就说南都是不良媒体。
He said that all the media in the South are bad.
还有他跟罗永浩前后纠缠了五六年。
He also had a long-standing entanglement with Liu Yanhao, lasting for 5 years.
当今第一麻将。
Today's first mahjong,
罗永浩在方舟子这里也没有占到多大便宜。
Liu Yanhao didn't get much attention from Fang Shuai's.
方舟子跟崔永元的方吹大战也是持续了两年多。
Fang Zhuozi's battle with Qi Yanyuan, which lasted for more than 2 years.
双方关系恶化到。
Both sides have deteriorated relations.
直接进行人身攻击。
Directly attacking people,
互相问候
greetings,
对方父母恶语相向
The other party's parents were verbally abusive.
我有几个朋友
I have several friends.
也正是因为方崔大战
It was also because of the Fang Huai War.
他对方舟子有了极大的反感
I was very annoyed by the other person's behavior.
就这样，早年积累下来的那些信任都逐渐失去，失去了太多的支持者。
In this way, the trust accumulated in the early years gradually disappeared, and too many supporters were lost.
也分散，浪费了无数的精力。
This also wastes countless amounts of energy.
第二个是方舟子失去了话语权。
The second is that Fang Zizi lost his ability to speak.
先说个八卦。
Let me tell you a gossip.
早期木子美呢是赞方舟子的。
Early Mencius praised the boat-shaped vessel.
后来，木子美帮萧昌国说了几句话。
Later, Mo Zimi said a few words to Zairo Changuo.
也知道这个方舟子跟萧昌国是不对付。
I also know that Fang Zizi and Zairo Shangbo are not on good terms.
然后方舟子呢就与木子美呢起了口角。
Then Fang Zizi and Mu Zai may started to argue.
在2012年8月。
In August 2012.
双方就对骂，非常难听。
Both sides were very rude.
因为这次对骂呢被举报，方舟子的新浪微博就停更了。
Because the account of Fang Zi on Senior Weibo was reported and suspended.
停工之前,
Before stopping,
当时的损失数呢有 400多万。
At that time, the number of fans was over 4 million.
在知乎上也是因为发布敏感内容,
Because of publishing sensitive content on Zhihu,
在大概2015年左右吧,
Around 2015,
被永久封禁。 房租子的微博公众号也是在2016年左右大概被封号。The
Weibo account of the permanent ban Fang Zhu was also probably banned around 2016.
另外,
In addition,
房租子抖音和今日头条呢可能没有开通。房租子创办的新语思网站在国内也被禁止访问。
On Douyin and Jintu, it may not be possible to access the new language website created by Fang Zhuo, and the website may also be blocked.
因此,
Therefore,
方舟子基本上失去了国内的发声渠道。
Fang Zhuo basically lost his domestic speaking channels.
谨慎个别的海外平台。
Be cautious of certain overseas platforms.
但据说呢，大概在2023年左右呢。
However, it is said that around 2023,
方舟子又因为反犹的言论，被 Meta 旗下的 Facebook 和 Ins 都禁言了。Fang
Zhuo, again because of his anti-Semitic remarks, was banned from both Facebook and Instagram, which are under the Meta platform.
目前,他的Twitter X还保持活跃。
Currently, his Twitter account is still active.
此外呢,就是他的心理咨询网站。
In addition, there is his psychological counseling website.
还有一些独立的博客在作为他的发声渠道。
He also uses some independent blogs as his platform for speaking out.
我们要知道,
We need to know
方舟子的武器或者工具
The weapons or tools of Fang Zhuo
就是话语权靠发表意见来体现价值的人失去了表达权
Those who rely on expressing opinions to gain influence have lost their right to speak
就如同战场上失去武器的战士只能投降或者躲藏
Just like a soldier who has lost his weapon on the battlefield can only surrender or hide.
第三是方舟子的人设太复杂。Third,
Fang Zizi's persona is too complex.
方舟子是早年的留美博士。Fang
Zhuozi is a PhD graduate from the United States.
在美国学习生活数年，拥有美国绿卡，言辞中呢？ 就偶然就会流露出中美之间文化、科技等等。
After living and studying in the U.S. for several years and obtaining a U.S. green card, I am very concerned about the potential impact on the relationship between China and the U.S. in terms of culture, technology, etc.
比较本身的Comparison
itself
可能他没有一些专职,
Maybe he doesn't have some full-time jobs.
但是很容易让人抓住把柄做文章。
However, it is very easy to be used as a tool.
尤其是最近这10多年,中美关系呢非常微妙。
Especially the recent 10 years of the complex and delicate relationship between China and the United States.
如果贴上美国的标签,
If labeled as American,
那公信力即刻上市,
the credibility is immediately listed.
另外方舟子呢,
Another person,
他是反中医, 力挺转基因,
it is a strong supporter of genetically modified foods.
这两点呢, 也是争议大于共识。
These two points are also more controversial than consensual.
第四是利益关系。
Fourth is the relationship of interests.
模糊。方舟子1998年回国以后,
Since 1998, after returning to China,
没有任何固定单位任职,
there is no fixed unit in charge.
做自由撰稿人和科普作家,
to be a freelance writer and science writer,
他运营的新语思网站是非盈利网站,
he operates a non-profit website called Newspeak.
他自己透露,
he revealed himself.
主要收入来源于三块, 一个图书,
the main source of revenue comes from three categories, a book,
版税和稿费,
royalties and fees,
而美国实验室的专利分红,
and the patent royalty from the U.S. laboratory,
以及后来引起争议的新语思科普打假基金,
and later the controversial Cinerascope anti-fake fund,
这是很容易引起黑粉抹黑的一个内容。
This is very likely to be used to smear and discredit black people.
看清楚脸色办事，或者呢，基金运作不规范等等。
Pay attention to the appearance and behavior of the people involved, and also to the proper operation of the fund.
这就很容易让方舟子的打假事项有了立场问题。
This makes it very easy for Fang Zhuo to have a position.
有了利益关系,
with the establishment of a relationship,
也就失去了公正性。
This also leads to a loss of impartiality.
我再说一下,
I'll say one more thing.
造成方舟子当前境况的外在原因。
External applications that cause the current situation of Fang Zizi.
其实归根结底就是一个，就是造假团伙的势力大到无可想象。
Ultimately, it's just a group of counterfeiters with unimaginable power.
其反扑力道汹汹。
And the counterattack was fierce.
手段卑鄙。
Mean.
毒辣。
Cruel.
转移注意力，声东击西，耗时耗力。 疲于应付,
distraction, feigned attacks, and deceptive tactics consume time and effort, making it difficult to deal with.
造成被动局面，丧失斗志,
to be in a passive position, losing morale.
从方舟子的打假对象来看,
based on the evidence from the anti-corruption investigation,
表面上是分属不同的领域,
apparently, they belong to different fields.
不同背景, 相互孤立,
different backgrounds, isolated from each other.
无组织,
unorganized.
但其实一旦瞄准了一个人,
but in fact, once you target a person,
一个目标时, 万箭齐发,
one goal is to launch thousands of arrows at once.
全方位的伤害, 极其难挡。
The comprehensive damage is extremely difficult to withstand.
这一点,
this,
希望耿同学要充分认识,
I hope that Comrade Jane will fully understand.
充分准备,
be well prepared.
我举几个在方舟子这件事情上,
here are some examples of how to handle the Fang Zizi situation.
我所观察到的反方势力的常规手段,
the conventional methods of the opposing forces that I have observed.
例子,
for example,
第一是多方面打击其专业能力,
first, comprehensively undermine their professional abilities,
降低其学术评价的能力,
reduce its ability to evaluate academic performance.
方舟子自己的论文被扒过多次,
Fang Zhuo's own papers have been exposed multiple times.
虽然后来是不了了之,
although it was eventually abandoned,
但总是要费一些口舌,
but it always takes a lot of effort.
另外方舟子和耿同学一样,
in addition, like the table, he also had a similar situation.
早期呢都是做科普,
early on, it was all about science education.
反方势力呢, 就开始扒方舟子做科普内容的差错。
The opposing soldiers began to point out the mistakes in the science content created by Bar Feng Zhu. I recently saw some black sheep too.
开始帮耿同学做客服的内容。
Start helping Mr. Jen with customer service content.
科普和学术还是不同。
Science and technology vs. science and technology.
科普的
Science explanation.
为了简述。
To simplify.
为了浅显易懂。
In order to be easy to understand.
会有些不严谨。 引用后的数据不一定明确出处等等。
There may be some imprecisely cited references or data that do not clearly indicate the source.
容易有漏洞。
Easy to have vulnerabilities.
你如果去应付,
If you go to confront,
就要去花额外的精力。
I need to put in extra effort.
你如果不去应对黑粉的,
If you don't deal with the haters,
就继续泼脏水，说你科普都做不好。
Keep on criticizing me for not being good at science.
哪里有能力来质疑学术呢?
Where can I find the ability to question academia?
这样,扒他的学术成果。
This is his 8 academic achievements.
扒,
Roman 8.
他的科普文章总能实现降低他的学术成就。
His science articles can always achieve a reduction in his academic achievements.
减弱其权威性的目的。
The purpose is to weaken its authority.
第二种方式呢, 就是散布利益输送或者利益关系。
The second way is to spread the benefits through bribery or benefit relationships.
这种言论给你编造出一个金主。
Can you create a phrase that accurately reflects this statement?
也不说嘛,说半句留半句。
Don't just say half and leave half.
比如方舟子98年回国以后呢?
For example, Fang Zhishan returned to China in 1988.
一直没有工作。
I haven't had a job yet.
但是呢,还是中美两头跑。
But it's still a two-way street between China and the U.S.
然后就说他呢,生活还是比较奢侈的。
Then they said that their lifestyle was quite luxurious.
在中国和美国都是有车有房,等等。
In China and the United States, there are cars and houses.
然后也有网络文章直接说方舟子接受美国国际开发署的资助。
Then there were also online articles that directly stated that Fang Zizi received funding from the U.S. International Development Agency.
然后非常具体的描写。
Then a very detailed description.
在资助名单的第17位。
17th on the funding list.
金额为280万美元的咨询费。
The consulting fee is $280,000.
其实美国国际开发署资助名单呢都有公开数据库披露。
Actually, the list of U.S. International Open History Funding recipients is publicly disclosed.
有它的透明度要求的。
It has its own transparency requirements.
我看到最近呢也有些人开始对耿同学签约 MCN 公司。
I saw that recently some people have also started to question the signing of Mr. Jiang with an MCN company.
说蹭流量,
clickbait,
赚收益啊,
earn profits, etc.
这其实都是一个套路。
This is actually just a trick.
第三呢,
Third,
从身边人来入手。
Start from the people around us.
来伤害你。 方舟子的老婆叫刘菊花。
Come and hurt your wife, Liu Jukai.
本科毕业于北京印刷学院。
Graduated from Beijing Printing Academy.
硕士。
Master's degree.
就读于社科院研究生院的新闻系。
Studying journalism at the School of Social Sciences and Humanities Graduate School.
获得文学硕士。
Get a master's degree in literature.
学位。硕士论文，国际传媒巨头。
Master's thesis on international media giants.
对中国当代传媒文化影响。
Impact on contemporary media culture in China.
这里我要插一句。
I want to interject here.
最近耿同学呢回吉大给师弟师妹做报告，分享的时候呢。
Recently, when Jane Feng gave a report and shared his experiences with his classmates at Jeter University,
耿同学说过
Jane classmates said,
他打假只盯正刊和大字刊。
He only focuses on legitimate publications and major newspapers.
一区二区不碰，二区以下。
No touching of area two or below.
更不看。我非常赞成耿同学的做法。
I strongly agree with Mr. Jiang's approach.
大多数的学术论文或者硕士论文。
Most academic papers or master's theses.
就是个毕业流程。
This is a graduation process.
其学术价值几乎是零。
Its academic value is almost zero.
在这个层面来打假。
To expose the truth from this angle.
除了浪费时间。
In addition to wasting time.
发泄私愤外。
In addition to personal grievances.
没有任何意义。
There is no meaning.
但就是刘菊花这么一篇硕士论文。
But just this master's thesis, Liu Yuqiu.
海内外共有156位学者联名致信给社科院，要求彻查。
156 scholars from both home and abroad have jointly written a letter to the Social Sciences Academy demanding a thorough investigation.
刘菊花的硕士论文抄袭。
Liu Zhuhuer's master's thesis plagiarism.
可见方舟子惹怒了多少人。
It's clear that Feng Zizi has angered a lot of people.
此外
In addition,
刘菊花也长期遭受网络辱骂。
The letter also suffered from long-term online abuse.
以及公布照片等等。
And published photos and other materials.
方舟子的代理律师也被跟踪，上门滋扰。
A lawyer representing Fang Zizhong was also harassed and followed.
第四种方式呢，是直接的物理伤害。方舟子。
The fourth way is to directly cause physical damage to the table.
打假中，他个人行踪以及家人隐私信息。
In the process of exposing him, his personal whereabouts and family privacy information were revealed.
比如住址
such as address,
银行
bank,
账户信息等等
account information and so on.
都被掌握
all have been mastered.
被迫搬家
forced to move.
2010年8月
August 2010
被肖昌国雇凶，对其面部喷射辣椒水。
Hired by Zyro chewing goo to spray chili water on his face.
同时用羊角锤袭击，打中。
Strike with a mallet.
腰部，是方舟子打假生涯中最严重的暴力事件。
The waist injury sustained by Fang Zizi during his anti-fraud career was the most serious violent incident.
罗永浩后来搞了个锤子科技。
Later, Liu Ouyang had established hammer technology.
因为方舟子、罗永浩两人不对付。
Because Pan Juxian and Liu Ouyang Hao are not rivals.
有网友们就把尺锤子跟肖昌国雇凶的锤子。挂上了钩。
Some netizens even hung a hammer and a sickle, as well as a hammer allegedly used by Zyro Kanguo to hire someone on the hook. Of course,
罗永浩的否认
Leo Wang's denial.
两者有任何关系
Are they related in any way?
总之
In conclusion,
商周子没有维持住那个戳破皇帝的心窗的孩童形象。
Feng Shuozi failed to maintain the image of the child who exposed the emperor's new clothes.
反而在26年，逐渐被打造成了一个傲慢自负。
Instead, these 20 years have gradually fostered a sense of arrogance and self-importance.
信口开河，睚眦必报。
To speak freely and openly.
追求虚荣权威。
Pursuing empty and vain authority,
蹭热点的吸睛者。
those who attract attention by riding the trend,
科学流氓等等丑恶形象。
science hooligans and other ugly images.
大家还记得《皇帝新装》里面小孩说出真相后。
Do you remember the story of the emperor's new clothes, where the child said the truth?
结尾部分是怎么样吗？
What is the ending like?
安徒生是这样写的。
Hans Christian Andersen wrote,
皇帝
Emperor,
他自己心里想，
He thought to himself,
我必须把这游行大典举行完毕。
I must complete this parade.
因此，他摆出一副更骄傲，
Therefore, he put on a more arrogant demeanor,
更目中无人的神气。
A treasure that no one would dare to touch.
他的内臣们忠实地跟在他的身后，手里托着一个并不存在的后居。
His loyal servants followed behind him, supporting the non-existent rear.
所以可见，皇帝是不会很轻易地投降或认可真相。
Therefore, it is clear that the emperor will not easily surrender or admit the truth.
还是会坚持摆出更加骄傲的神气。
Still maintain a proud demeanor.
另外，也要提醒一下。
Also, I would like to remind everyone that
这可是一个实权在握的皇帝。
This is a truly powerful emperor.
还有他的一般内臣。安徒生
And also his usual attendant, Antus.
为什么安排一个孩子说出真相？
Why should a child be asked to tell the truth?
因为孩子是无权无势。
Because children are powerless and vulnerable.
不利害关系的存在。
The existence of a disinterested party.
他说的话没有算计。
His words were not calculated.
旁人
Others
无法用阴谋论。
Cannot use conspiracy theories.
用利益论。
From a utilitarian perspective,
用立场论来揣摩他或者诬陷。
To speculate about him or accuse him based on his position. B.
现在耿同学就是那个戳破谎言的孩子。
Now, Mr. Jane is the child who exposed the lie.
让我们一起好好保护他。
Let's take good care of him.